Sometimes people in the Great Lakes region assume that we're somehow behind the times in innovation and vision. They were not as with it as the coasts or some foreign countries. We need a slap of reality to realize that we have some world-class people and innovations here in the region. Northeast Ohio was named one of the 7 most intelligent communities in the world for 2008 based on the world-class One Community Project. And the CEO of One Community, Scott Rourke, was named Visionary of the Year, an outstanding achievement which reflects well on One Community, Cleveland, and Northeast Ohio. In this podcast, you'll learn more about Scott and One Community. And hey, be proud. We're one of the 7 most intelligent communities in the world. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Okay, today we're speaking with Scott Rourke. Scott is the president and CEO of One Community. And Scott just received an amazing, impressive award. He was named the Intelligent Community Visionary of the Year for 2008. Scott, first of all, congratulations. Second, let's tell our listeners and viewers a little about your background and experience.
Well, my background really, I grew up in kind of a technology environment, perhaps one of the first folks that embraced it. My father was running the supercomputers for General Motors back in the 70s and the 80s, so I had great exposure. And really what I did professionally is I've learned how to apply it. I'm not necessarily deep in technology, but I have used technology as a tool to transform businesses, to innovate, to turn around big industrial businesses. And really what we're doing now is very much the same thing. We're just using technology as a tool to transform and improve communities.
I think that everyone in the Northeast Ohio region knows what One Community is, but for those of our viewers from across the country and around the world, explain what One Community is.
Well, One Community is a nonprofit, a 501c3. We were formed in late 2002, incorporated in 2003. It basically is, after the downturn in the internet market or the tech bust, we really started out as how do we use technology as a community here in Northeast Ohio, and we've developed a lot of different strategies to use kind of share assets and leverage community assets like fiber optics as an example, wireless, software applications, shared hardware and systems. And really what our organization does is we help build business models to move and create environments for the community to embrace technology, information technologies, to improve their mission, whether it's improve health, improve education, improve government efficiencies. And so we really leverage all these technology things. And our job is to eliminate the barriers, to help create business models, business cases, to help resource it, attract outside funds. It's really been a great journey in just a couple years.
I think there's probably 2 common misconceptions about One Community that people may have, and if you would address them. The first is that it's just free municipal Wi-Fi, and it's so much more than that.
Yeah, really, we were with our great visionary on staff, Lev Gonick from Case. He had certainly some great visions early on of Wi-Fi. I think his quote was, air that we breathe. And here we are 5 years later, and almost all of the folks that pursued that model have including public and private providers, have all really gone to the wayside, and essentially there's almost no successful examples of that to date. What we did instead, while a great vision, is we started from the ground up on building the digital infrastructure below things like Wi-Fi and the community engagement and bringing applications. And so we thought about, because I my background is entrepreneurial, we thought about sustainability really early on. And so really the Muni broadband, the free Wi-Fi of one strong mayor coming in and say it's going to be free Wi-Fi across my community, and then they get elected, but they don't have the expertise, they don't have a business model, they don't have the finances, the leadership. So we've been a student of those things, and as we organize a community around where identifying opportunities where technology can be leveraged for almost like a return on investment, but it's really community investment, we've developed the business models over the years, starting with fiber and then moving up and up, and always knowing what we're going to do with it, how we're going to use it, so that we can draw what we call unconventional resources. You know, so we're getting universities to invest, we're getting private sector companies to invest, we're attracting outside funds because we're one of the most collaborative and innovative communities. So our model, really, we flipped it upside down and did it very different. We do happen to do free public Wi-Fi, but that's really a small fraction of what we do, and that's really just an access strategy for those that we, you know, there's not a business case to do DSL or fiber or the likes.
The other misconception that we hear a lot of is that you're a nonprofit, so you're competing with these for-profit businesses that provide access, and you have an unfair advantage. How do you address that?
I guess our business model is to outsource it. So, you know, most of our management teams from the private sector, we really see our role as filling voids in the market where they are not performing the way that they would best serve the community. So what we do is one of the important pieces, we outsource all our work. So we create the market opportunities. We do, you know, in many cases, the missionary work to educate people on how they could use it, why they would want it. So we're really creating a market for it, in many cases attracting the resources for it that wouldn't happen otherwise. And then we engage, you know, the cable and the phone and other providers to implement our innovative approaches and business models. So as an example, our local cable company, their business was up 70% in a year because of their partnership with us. Their commercial business was almost exclusively us. While we were wiring schools and attracting funds that we turned around and paid them to actually implement the work.
And it really is, one community really is all about partnerships, because you can't do this isolated, you can't do this sandbox. The public-private partnerships and the institutions and all. Who are some of your current and prospective partners and clients with One Community?
As it relates to the community level, application level?
Community level.
We're doing some amazing things in healthcare. Again, trying to add value and be in innovative areas that aren't being done. In healthcare, we've collaborated. I think we're up to 17 healthcare systems that are working together on regional strategies, regional systems, how we can actually invest in not a bunch of siloed information technologies that serve the community, but instead a common infrastructure, especially where we all share the same needs. One example might be interoperable electronic medical records. So if it's an uninsured person, you know, here in Cleveland, they're uninsured, so they go from ER room to ER room based on their geography, not where they're covered by their HMO, as an example. So if they go from Metro Health to the Cleveland Clinic to UH, wouldn't it be great if their allergy to penicillin traveled with them from healthcare system to healthcare system, or their MRI that they just had, or their family history? And so those are the things that really no one else is working on, where there's an opportunity for us to bring in the expertise from outside to really aggregate resources and leverage all the expertise in the community to develop a solution to address improved health and regional collaboration. So that's a very similar model we've done in health and education, and soon we hope to do government as well.
You know, it's this award you received is the Intelligent Community Visionary of the Year. It's really impressive, and reading through some of the past recipients, it makes it even more impressive. What's interesting to me, though, is you're an entrepreneur, and basically one of the key achievements that you've done is take this vision of One Community and turn it into a reality. So you're more of a, even though you received the Visionary Award, you're more of the entrepreneur, the practitioner who got it into place. That sum it up?
Well, I think that's what it's a very innovative space. So obviously, you know, visionary is a funny word. We are proud of our innovative approaches. We have been very creative. You know, where there used to be, you know, probably as many as 1,400 communities trying to do some of the things that we do, we are pleased that we've been able to grow as much as we have. You know, our staff is growing tremendously. We'll have multiple locations. This year will be a really big year. But if you look at going from zero to fiber in 22 counties, 1,500 sites, and when you see how the schools are operating differently with these tools that we're helping provide, and how we're sharing all these resources, so there's less redundancy and actually improved quality because we're able to bring the best tools to them. So that's what gives us the energy, and we continue to, you know, really be innovative. You know, sadly, there's not a cookbook on how to do this. It hasn't been done before. And while sharing resources sounds obvious, we're sharing with, you know, phone and cable companies that are historically monopolies, and sharing isn't, you know, necessarily a big part of their 100-year history. We're working in a healthcare environment where hospitals, in some cases, kind of, feel like they compete with each other. So it's, you know, and then obviously there's government. So it's not an easy thing to do. The human component is really difficult. The technology is actually the easy part now. It's actually orchestrating and working with multiple parties and leadership and bringing them all in a room and making sure, you know, that everybody has a seat at the table when we come up with ideas and build consensus. And so really it's the social and human dynamics that are the hard part, and that's really the entrepreneurship. The technology, again, is the least of our concerns for the most part.
You know, when I asked Robert Bell, the executive director of the Intelligent Community Forum, you know, why they chose you as Visionary of the Year, he gave a whole litany of reasons, but one that stood out was this concept of sharing. He said, Scott's all about sharing the knowledge they've gained in one community with other communities. And the ICF chairman also mentioned, quote, in addition to taking one community from concept to dynamic reality, Rourke has freely shared its innovative business model and approach. That just seems counter to everything, you know, we've learned about, you know, intellectual property and entrepreneurship and all. How are you able to overcome those basic proprietary thoughts and share this this great knowledge with other communities?
Well, we kind of mentioned how our business model really is filling those gaps. So we talked about how whether it's public or private, there's competition. You know, we're trying to do public and community service. So, you know, it's sad in many ways that we perceive that there's, you know, that there's competition there. So the sharing is really, you know, we've got constrained resources, all of us. Sharing is the whole business model. You know, sharing ideas. I mean, there's so much opportunity there to share resources and do more, you know, more for less, really. And so that's the whole model. So it's really easy. We're passionate. We're excited. We like to innovate. We like to work with people that are excited about those things. So our international partnerships with other communities, we learn from each one. So it hasn't been just us giving our proprietary information out. We share, they build on it, they continue the dialogue. They share, we learn. I mean, virtually, we've talked to many dozens of folks around the world, and we've learned from virtually everyone we've talked to and then tried to apply. And so it's not a competition for market share or doing this or that. It's really moving, you know, kind of the humanity and how technology is an important tool that all to get, you know, we're all trying to figure it out. It's very difficult, again, especially if you are very concerned about the human outcomes. It's very challenging. So you have to share and build a network. It's capacity building, amongst other things. And that thought leadership and that network is really what gives us the tools to keep forging forward.
You know, the award that you won is obviously very prestigious. It's also very prestigious for Northeast Ohio to be one of the 7 finalists in the world's most intelligent communities. When you look at all the communities out there, to be one of the 7, and including communities in South Korea and the UK and Canada and Estonia and here in the U.S., what does it mean for the community to be recognized as one of the world's most intelligent communities and possibly the most in the awards ceremony in May?
Well, we're crossing our fingers. We certainly think we've done some great things as a community, and it's not just one community. It's we've got these great partners, as I mentioned, in health and education. And actually across, we've got some innovative things across health and education where we're finding intersections again between sectors, which again is an area where we can add value and capacity. As an example, our where healthcare providers are doing workforce and education. So we're actually doing workforce is a convergence of across sectors that again isn't being done elsewhere. So we're certainly excited about it. As far as the recognition, we are trying to prompt economic development. We do want them to say, you know, attract talent and businesses is really our ultimate goal, is to make this a competitive advantage for our region to drive wealth creation, jobs. And so the outside validation that we're on the right track, we're doing innovative things. There's certainly people, you know, within Northeast Ohio and outside that are not embracing technology. So we're hoping we can just continue to build momentum, continue to bring more people over the wall on seeing how technology is not just a workforce opportunity, a necessary one for all our industries, but that we all need to kind of re-envision perhaps how ourselves and our organizations, you know, have a digital future, because all of us need to make this jump. that makes us more competitive, more productive, and it allows us to invest in better places, more, you know, more closely tied to the human factor, which again is the hard part.
And you know, finally, you keep speaking about community and the sharing of knowledge and all this. The organization started as One Cleveland, and whether through an outgrowth or a visionary change, it became One Community. Are we seeing participation and involvement from other regions in Northeast Ohio, or is it mainly a Cleveland-centric project?
That's a good question. We're now out to 22 counties. We're opening offices in some other urban areas within Northeast Ohio, that we'll be announcing shortly. So we're really focused on going deep. You know, in many ways, there's naysayers out there nationwide that don't know yet how broadband's relevant or how it drives economic development. And so we're really trying to focus on going deep and being that show place, being innovative, rather than diluting ourselves by going broad too fast. So it'll be interesting to see. We're working now closely with the state, with Columbus, Cincinnati. We're in a unique position to actually be that show place. So we're really trying to focus on Northeast Ohio to show the value so that others nationwide will embrace it. It's a big story, but the U.S. has a huge competitive disadvantage. We've got weaker telecom, weaker cell networks, and hence, if you're a software guy, and my background is really a software entrepreneur, if you're trying to develop software, they're at a huge competitive advantage because they've got this great infrastructure where you can test sophisticated softwares, and here you can't do it. So, you know, longer term, we hope to be one of the folks that helps lead or prompt or give examples for the United States to become more competitive. We're the only industrialized nation without a federal broadband policy. So, we hope to foster an environment where we can show people why that's important and the United States can become more competitive. And hence, at the same time, Northeast Ohio, you know, would hopefully get the credit for being one of those leaders and demonstration centers, maybe attracting money on top of this great stuff that we're building. That's what gets us excited.
Well, Scott, congratulations to you and all of One Community for helping Cleveland be named one of the 7 finalists in the World's Most Intelligent Communities Awards, and we're all crossing our fingers for that May announcement. And in particular, congratulations to you. You've already claimed the title of the Intelligent Community Visionary of the Year for 2008, and that reflects well on not only you alone, but One Community and the entire region, and we applaud you for that. Today we've been speaking with Scott Rourke, the President, CEO, and now we have to add Visionary of One Community. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.